Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Proposition 1 in California formally looked like it was going to be a shoo-in, but it has narrowly appeared to pass. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. It was a close one, Phil. So what does this mean for Newsom?
It still is a close one. I mean, Proposition 1 was the one and only statewide ballot initiative we saw in this March primary. It was a $6.5 billion bond put on there by Governor Gavin Newsom with the idea of using the money to build and install some 10,000 beds for the mentally ill and the drug and the homeless. Big questions around it. Proponents said this is, you know, making up for the closing of the mental institutions under Ronald Reagan's years and a way to help people that are out on the streets. Opponents said when you add it up, it's actually going to cost you $14 billion with interest. And then on the left, there were the opponents like the ACLU that said this is going to lead to involuntary lockups. What it means for Gavin Newsom is that once it looked like a two-thirds victory, is such a squeaker that the Associated Press isn't calling it. Newsom's not calling it, but the opponents are saying it looks like it's going to pass by less than 1%. Not exactly a big mandate that the governor was looking for.
When will this $6.4 billion be spent?
Well, that's another question, because you allocate that money, it's going to take time. The other thing is, Margie, is where are those beds going to go? Where are these institutions or these facilities going to be built? We all know how difficult it is to get anything done, especially in the Bay Area and in L.A., where it's the problem's the biggest. So there's a gap there about when we're actually going to see some of this materialize. But it was the voters in L.A. and the Bay Area that passed this thing. A couple of months ago, it looked like a solid win with a two-thirds majority that barely squeaked by with 50 plus 1%. Part of the reason? Republicans turned out a lot more than Democrats in a low turnout election. Two, the high cost. Three, the state's pending $37 billion budget deficit. And four, I think that the governor just didn't sell it enough. I mean, he was out there, he did television ads, but for a lot of the time he was out stumping for Biden on the national front rather than in Bakersfield for Proposition 1.
So if this is any kind of referendum on Newsom, what does it say?
It says that, one, that his popularity and ability to sell is depending on Democratic turnout. Eric, he plays big with Democrats, but nobody else is, apparently. Second of all, it shows that he can't spark that big of an interest just on his own. So if I was the governor, I would say you might want to be spending more time in California, because people are getting increasingly anxious, not only about the homeless, which have not gotten any better, significantly better under Newsom, but also, you know, the rising cost of everything from their utility bills to gas at the pump and food at the store. So I think it's a time, even though the national winds are calling him to go out and stump for the Democrats nationally, that he's got some work to do here at home, and not the least of which is immediately start, you know, trying to rebuild some of the lost momentum here by doing something about the homeless, which we continue to see after spending billions of dollars in the Bay Area. It doesn't seem to be getting much better. He's got to show that this thing's going to work.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.